I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince from WNY Athletics, Mr. Roger Weiss in studio, and we are joined by Nate Butel, head coach and Triple C girls basketball, and our good buddy Marquell Slaughter in studio on this Buffalo Bills Saturday on WGR Sports Radio 550. Talking girls basketball today. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Anthony. How are you? You're sounding better.
I'm getting better. It's taking time. God, I've been sick for over a month now, and still have fluid behind my eardrums, so I'm still having difficult hearing, but thankfully with my hearing aids, I can crank the volume and be able to carry on conversation. I feel better. My breathing is a little bit better. I still get winded. I guess that takes time.
I notice you're getting your appetite back. I see you were finishing your breakfast when we walked in this morning.
Oh, I love when there's leftover pizza in the bistro. And I'm going to be ordering pizza later on for the Bills game. My appetite is back, and that's dangerous this time of year with the cookies and all the goodies that are around. And we have a family holiday party on Christmas Eve, and I saw the menu, and oh my, I'll be grazing. Let's just put it that way. But then I'll behave afterwards, if that's okay.
I'll help you with the behaving part, because you know I've been doing a much better job behaving there.
You did awesome, Tom.
But I think it's finally time for a cheat day coming towards Christmas for me, so I think I've earned it.
Oh, you definitely have. You did absolutely fantastic. I hope I can match the, what is it, over 50?
I hit 50, yeah, 50 right on the nose. So
yeah, so I lost 22. I need to get to that part. I needed 30 more to go.
Which day of the week is cheat day?
Well, it'll be Wednesday. Since Christmas is a Wednesday, it'll be Wednesday. Oh,
okay. Well, that's not just for the holidays. Isn't there a cheat day every day of the 52 cheat days a year?
No, I'm putting an end to that for me. But usually that was my...
Well, no, I thought it used to be for you 104, two cheat days a week. I thought you were down to 52.
Don't get me laughing, because I'm going to break out into a coughing fit. Are you guys all set for Christmas?
Yeah. As Santa Claus, if she's true to form, she'll be good to me.
All right. That's why. Well, I know the kids are excited. They're climbing the walls. They can't wait. I have pretty much everything wrapped up. A few more.
Wrapped already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're way ahead of the game. Way ahead.
Hey, some people haven't even started shopping yet. They'll be out like today in full force.
Oh, no. Today's only the 21st. That's early.
Some people like to live dangerously.
There's three shopping days till Christmas. I mean, come on.
Well, I tell you, the kids are on vacation. I'm on vacation. Monday's going to be one of those days where it's spent watching Christmas movies all day and hot chocolate and... Just really get into this Christmas spirit and expect some relatives and friends to stop by during the weekend. As I said, family party on Wednesday night. And then,
gee, you mean you're not going to watch one of the 40 bowl games?
Well, I started yesterday with UB. Congratulations, UB Bulls. That was awesome. Patterson is a beast. Holy cow.
I'm happy for UB. They got the monkey off their back. But you know what? Watching that game, what conclusion I came to? There are just too many bowl games out there, man.
I don't think there is too much. I love it. I love bowl games.
But 6-6 and 7-5, those bowl games, they're actually honoring mediocrity, in my opinion.
Yeah. And it was cool because that Charlotte team had a couple of Buffalonians.
Yeah, down
on
here
it.
From Tymon.
Tyler Ringwood. Tyler Ringwood's over there.
Yeah, but didn't he go to Tymon? Didn't the Doctors play at Tymon?
Grand Island.
Yeah, Grand Island. Tommy Doctor.
But somebody in the Doctor family that was at Tymon. Maybe it was a relative of his.
I don't recall.
The Tyler Ringwood kid went to Tymon. That's at Charlotte.
Okay.
The receiver. Maybe you're thinking of him.
Well, I know that they said that there was a couple, but Doctor was definitely one of them. But congratulations, UB. First bowl win in program history. Now we have Buffalo Bills and the Patriots today. While I know people are fired up. My son's going bonkers. He wants the Bills to win so bad. And 1 o'clock is countdown to kickoff. And then we have 11 o'clock after us is game day. And, of course, 4:30, Bills-Patriots. Post-game, overtime, you're going to want to be on WGR Sports Radio 550 all day today.
Sabres game is on WBN?
Yeah. Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yeah, we like to flip things around here at Entercom.
Yeah.
You know, we have flexibility.
I don't have to come here and be confused. I can stay home and be confused, Anthony.
You're always confused, Roger. All right, guys, let's get into news and notes. Tom, kick it off to you.
So I got a chance to cover Iroquois versus Maryvale this week. I'm going to tell you, this Iroquois team is for real. It's going to be led. A lot of you have heard the name Trey Kleitz. I love what he's taking on as his next step to make him even a better basketball player than he already is. He's been known as a three-point specialist. He's been known as somebody that can drop the threes on you at any time, and he'll drop 30 on you like that. But boy, he's added slashing to the basket. He's cutting to the hole now. He's doing some things that's going to make him even more of a dangerous player than he already is. Because if you now are going to come up on him to try to guard that three, and now you're going to have to give him space because he could drive by you, that's going to open up those threes even more. He is going to be unbelievable to watch. Sophomore three-year starter already.
Speaking of Iroquois, I got to watch highlights of a wrestling match. Jake Purcell. His mom, Dawn, of course, has been on the program promoting, you know, what's going on with their athletic thing. But I saw him pin someone, I think it was 23 or 28 seconds.
Nice.
Oh, my. What a beast. So congratulations to him. And
also in that game, the guy who became the three-point specialist, Nick Parch. And also, a lot of you may recognize that game as a pitcher for Iroquois, a great baseball player.
Yeah.
He's committed Division I to go play for Siena. And this is a kid, three-point specialist. I think he ended up with 18 points in the game. He was unbelievable from three-point land. And it just shows how dangerous this team is. You add Bowen into this. You add Matla into the mix. And then they got two bigs. Phones in Franklin, 6'6 and 6'7.
Wow.
This is a team, watch out. You're going to see them at Buff State. They're that good. I'll tell you that right now.
When you say going to Siena, for basketball or
no,
for baseball?
No, he's going to play baseball. Yeah, he'll be playing baseball at the next level. And then here's an update, too. Boy, I'll tell you, we heard early on for football in the season, we were talking about Akron and what they were capable of doing,
if you
remember.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Adam Meets, their quarterback, had gone down to injury in the Wilson game, if you remember that, right? So you knew how good this kid already was on the football field, right? From a quarterback perspective, we were talking about Akron has a chance to go to the stadium and do some great things because of Adam, right? Well, Adam now is on the basketball court, 17 points per game, 6 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 assists. He's doing it now on the basketball court after this injury. He's back. Look out for Akron. They're off to a start. He also had, the other day, 22 in the first half against Alden last week. Adam, we're watching you. We know you're out there. Keep it up. And then I know we're going to talk about some of the things in the girls today, but some updates at least on the boys.
And speaking of schools up north with football players recovering.
Way up north.
I was at Star Point last night for Lakata versus Lakata marathon, whatever you want to call it. Good to see on the basketball court for Star Point, Joe Carlson is back. He had broke his collarbone in that last regular season game against Lockport. In my opinion, up until that point, he was as much a leading candidate for the Conley Cup as anybody at the time. Good to see him out there. And what can we say? Lakata versus Lakata.
Yeah, Joey got the best.
You want to see how the years are going by? You know one of the assistants is to Gil Lakata?
Yeah, his daughter.
Grace Lakata.
He told me that in the fall, and I was like, what?
She's a substitute teacher and an assistant coach at Star Point, Markwell.
I seen her in the photo. I was wondering if she was on the staff.
I remember her when she was a seventh grader playing JV at Will South. Where do the years go?
Gil is one of my favorite people on this planet. He is so awesome. You know, I'm sure he didn't mind losing to Joey.
Well,
you hate to lose any time, but
now, he didn't lose to Joey. He lost to Joey's only an assistant.
Yeah, I know, okay. I know.
Paula Licata bought two sweaters. She wore her Timon sweater for the JV game because Joey was the coach. And then between games went on and put her Star Point sweater on because Gil was coaching that team. It was just good family atmosphere. Just about everybody in the family was there, including, I call him my cousin Vinny. His mom is the Shriner, Claire. I call her the Shriner because she teaches at Kensington, so she's teaching at the Shrine. See how I got that in there, Tony?
Well, I was wondering how you were going to get it to Kensington.
It was just great to be there. And Gil told me, he says, once Carlson gets into full playing shape and they have a bunch of walking wounded, they only put 9 guys out there in the warm-up yesterday, and they have 14 on the roster.
Was Marvin Townsend suited for them?
No, he was not. I don't think he was anyway.
It was going to take me a second. Carlson, Olsen, Dustin Wick, Cole Harrington, Ethan Wright, Dexter Brooks, Ryan Mullane, CJ Bradley, Dylan. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. And Alden Davis. So no, he wasn't. But I know he's an up-and-coming one. Gil was telling me about him. Well, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. If you would like to nominate a coach, just go to livefit.com. It's that easy. Nominate a coach. Tell us why that coach is deserving. And congratulations to Dave McCann from Ellicottville, boys basketball coach, on his 100th win. I think he's past that, but congratulations. Anytime you set a milestone, that's pretty cool.
Oh, no doubt about it, especially 100. Any sort of longevity milestone like that just shows you're doing the right thing for a program.
And in today's day and age, longevity is becoming more and more difficult.
No doubt there'd be interest from down south, too, since, he's only got, 400 more wins to catch Anastasia? So it's a start.
Holy.
retired coach Anastasia from Olean.
I still can't get that through my process.
Between him and... what's the Sherman's coach?
Mel Swanson.
611 wins when he retired. You can win 15 games a year for 40 years and you'll still be 11 short of Mel Swanson. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it really
is. That is outrageous.
Are we ready to talk girls basketball?
We were.
Oh, no, we got one more thing.
Well, we're going to talk. I have a girls basketball one. I'm sure it's something we're going to address later on. But no doubt we got to talk about over at Hutch Tech.
Cortina?
Cortina Smith getting her 1,000th point. But this is what I think is probably the most...
You like this, Anthony.
She did it on her birthday, no less. I mean, unbelievable. It's hard enough to score 1,000 points as it is, but to pull it off on your junior year, on your 17th
year on birthday...
Unbelievable. She deserves a
Happy
ton of credit and some
and congratulations.
Accolades.
That's outstanding.
We will get into that when we get up to Class A1, but Hutch Tech's got a good chance of going to Buff State for the A1 finals. We'll get to that. I don't know what order you want us to do it, Anthony.
Why don't we start with Monsignor Martin?
Okay, we're going to start pretty high class. Obviously, Nate, do you know if there's an update from where their system for going downstate from a year ago?
I believe it's the same setup as it was last year.
So so you're telling me that these three teams that are going to vie for the championship, only one of them will be able to go downstate?
Oh,
or possibly two?
That.
Yeah. Three teams, Anthony. Sacred Heart, they have probably a top five player in Siobhan Ryan. But other than that, they start two sophomores and two freshmen. And... Cardinal O'Hara, their three top players are all juniors, and the top player at St. Mary's of Lancaster is only a sophomore. So those three teams are going to be going at it this year, next year, and probably the year after.
Yeah, O'Hara and Sacred Heart had a back-and-forth game the other day. You know, you mentioned Siobhan. Siobhan's committed to Richmond. She's putting up some video game numbers, tons of triple doubles and crazy statistics. They're playing at a really frantic pace, I guess you would call it. Even with a smaller roster and a younger roster, they're playing really quick up-tempo. So they've done a lot of really nice things this year. You mentioned O'Hara, Aaliyah Parker, the last of the Parker girls, because there's some boys coming up in Chickawaga, Markwell. But Aaliyah is really coming into her own. Mia McCarthy, tremendous perimeter player there, too. Amelia Strong.
I was going to say, the X factor on that team, to me, is Amelia Strong.
Yeah, Amelia, Niagara Falls kid, you know, really has blossomed. I know she played really well the other night. I think
she came off the bench. Believe it or not, it was 46 or something. It was tied after three quarters.
Yeah.
And then Sacred Heart took a lead. They were up by 7 early in the fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, there was a 21-point turnaround because O'Hara won by 14 after being down 7 early in the fourth quarter.
The one thing with Sacred Heart is Siobhan's their biggest player, and she's really a guard. You know, she's a 6-foot guard or 5'11 guard. And beyond that, they don't have a lot of size. So, you know, that's where Amelia can kind of take over a bit in that matchup. And then St. Mary's, I mean, Shay Shesky is, you know, a wizard with the ball in her hands and can get her own bucket, too. She's already got the Syracuse offer. You know, she's.
As a sophomore.
Yeah, she's something special. And they have a really nice supporting cast. Everybody kind of fits into their role really well on that team.
What are your players from last summer?
Yep, the Novosky sisters, both play for them. Coach Adamano's daughter, you know, Ava Echtel. They've got a lot of really nice pieces that kind of gel as one.
We were saying before the break, it was kind of ironic. Last night, St. Mary's of Lancaster beat Lake Shore. And a year ago, that game might have been hyped as the game of the year this year. But since then, the Klein sisters left St. Mary's and are now at Holland. And the Cornfield sisters are now playing at prep school. Was that in Connecticut, I believe? Or Massachusetts?
Yeah, up
somewhere
in
New England.
Yep.
And so, again, that would have been hyped. Nolani Cornfield was on our second team last year. Tashawnee was on our fourth team. I think Myla Klein, I think, was just nosed out probably because of the fact that St. Mary's was not allowed to go in the playoffs. And you know how we emphasize players on teams that were successful. She probably should have been in our top 25, but she was a victim of numbers. That game would have been hyped something really game of the year, at least a finalist for the game of the year, in my opinion. But, hey, that's the way things goes. Sophia Snyder, though, she was on our second team last year for Lake Shore. She is the real deal. I don't know if she can carry the team as a, you know, one of three carrying the team, yes. There were a lot of people that were very impressed with her last year, not the least of which was the people on our selection committee.
Listen, I got a chance to watch Sophia, and what I like about her game is not only was she hit three-point land from you and hit the threes and go over the top, she'll bang with you down low, too. She'll go down and bang down low and be able to play both in and out, which what makes her such a solid player.
If she has a fault, she's just not flashy. She's just solid, lunch bucket type of player, does what she has to do, a no-nonsense player, still a pleasure to watch.
Listen, if Brian was here, you know, from Wilson, he'd tell you know what I mean, he got a chance to watch her in the showcase day. And she did exactly that. I mean, she was one of the best players on the floor. There's no doubt about it. And if you haven't seen Shay, you talked about that from St. Mary's, get out and see this woman and this girl. She is just unbelievable. She will put up points on the board and put it up quick.
And I know Sacred Heart's been good, but whenever you got a coach like Coach Owens, who I've personally seen turn around a program completely, you have a chance to go really, really far every year.
Well, let's face it, Cleve Hill has not been the same since she left.
That's a fact.
And then Kristen Wegren, between them two leaving there, that program just has not been the same.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of coaches, I mean, we all love John Gloss at Mount Mercy. Oh. Always gets the most out of his kids. You got Mount St. Mary with another coach that you enjoy, Raj. And then
Fran Healy.
Yep. You got Narden and
Fran Healy's got his hands full this year. He lost quite a bit, not the least of which obviously is Lois Garlow. Yeah. But that Fran Healy will have them ready. It's a team you probably would not want to play in the first round come playoff time. Give him 20 games with his girls, and they will be ready for the playoffs.
Then you got Singo at CCA. She just set a milestone. I don't know if she went over 1,000 or she just set a mark. I don't want to say her last name because I don't know if I can get that one right. But, you know, I know she's doing some things with the small schools down there. And they do have that separate small school bracket at the end of the season, usually with Park and CCA and some of those schools.
So would it still be three divisions then next year?
As far as I know.
Or this year, I should say, next spring.
Get Pete Schneider on the line. I don't know. He would know better than me.
All right, guys, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get back into sizing up what's going on in girls basketball all throughout Western New York. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince from WNY Athletics. Roger Weiss is here. Nate Butel, head basketball coach at NCCC Girls. And Marquell Slaughter, our good buddy, is in on break. Derek Kramer is producing. We're talking girls basketball today. And you had a nice story, too, that we saw on Facebook not too long ago, Tom.
So, we're going to get into Holland here shortly is what we're going to talk about. And you're going to hear the Klein family, which is just unbelievable on the court. We're going to talk about, you know, Maya, who's done unbelievable already early on in the season, putting up amazing numbers already.
Leading scorer in Western New York right now.
I mean, she had 49 in one game. I mean, she's the real deal that's out there. But her younger sister, Kaylin, is somebody we've talked about on this show because in my South Towns Baseball League, we've done some various things to help promote people in Western New York. And Kaylin was somebody that we looked out for because she actually had a genetic heart
condition. I'm on the show.
Yeah, and this girl is an amazing. You guys don't understand how great this girl is. In the face of adversity, she will smile. She will do everything it is to make sure she fights through this adversity. Well, and this game that Maya had, this big game, Kaylin got a chance to play in the game a little bit too. I want to say she scored, I think, 19 in the game is what she scored in that game too. They're allowing her to play a little bit of sports. She goes from that game pretty much right over to Cleveland Clinic is where she did to get another update. And she actually is getting more of a positive update right now.
That's so awesome.
Where her heart is reshaping itself. And she's actually getting an opportunity, hopefully, to see even more positive things happen. I would love to see this young woman get on the court and be able to do even more. Her athletic ability is one of the best around, and for her to finally get a chance to showcase it on its full capacity would be incredible to see. And, you know, Kaylin, just know that we're all listening, we're all watching, and we're all glad to hear that you're getting a positive
update. Sending our thoughts and prayers.
Shame on me for not checking into this now. Okay, you said that she's Mila's younger sister. She's the oldest of two younger sisters, and ninth grader or ninth grader?
Eighth.
Are you sure it isn't the ninth grader that scored the 19? I know Kayla scored points, but 19 sounds like a stretch.
No, younger sister Kaylin with 19 points.
Wow, okay, so, the youngest of the three is the point guard, Kira.
Yeah, I didn't get an update on how she did. Mila had the 49 with 10 threes and shot 50% from the floor. And then younger sister Kaylin with 19 points. So I apologize, I don't have the third update.
Kaylin's getting a lot of time. She's one of their most important players. And when you said about her smiling, that's all she does out on the floor.
Oh my God.
Good, bad, or ugly, she's always smiling.
You just melt when you see her smiling. Well, you saw her in studio,
right,
Anthony?
Yeah, but, and while we're talking about Holland, too, I mean, Claire Pikett's really good. She's really good as well. She's their sophomore post player.
Yeah, played for Nate on BCANY.
Unfortunately, she couldn't get on the court. She sprained her ankle in a summer league game. But she's good. That Class C is loaded. I know we're going to get there soon. But, man, Holland's one of the top dogs in a loaded Class C, too.
Most of the we got Maple Grove, their repeat Far West Regional champions a year ago. They went down to the state. Frewsburg. How about Frewsburg? Mm. Frewsburg came out of that Franklinville tournament, Markel. Mm. They actually knocked off Southwestern in the semi and then knocked off Holland in the final.
Mm.
Eden in the final. Yeah. I got Holland on the mind. Excuse me. We skipped over Class D. It wasn't by choice and all that. Class D is pretty much Panama, and Panama.
What you're saying is Panama.
I'm going to go out on the limb and say Panama. Anthony, in the last 5 years, they were eliminated from the state championship, whether it would be the region or downstate, in four to five years by the eventual state champions. With Coach Angeletti's daughter, and Kylie Chenard's, there's a 1-2 combination. I'm hoping, I'm probably hoping, but I think this might be their year.
I'm with you, Raj. Natalie signed with Damon. Kylie's arguably maybe the best three-sport athlete in Western New York.
She's down to what, Brockport, and what else are her choices?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that, but she is one of the best athletes in Western New York, and I think that with that kind of size, especially Class D, I mean, those are two 5'10" plus superior athletes that they have as good a chance as anybody to win a state title.
Okay, getting back to Class C, like I say, we'll go try to break it down. Class C too. Holland, I believe, is in Class 2, depending on the breakdown. Again, Holland, Frewsburg, Maple Grove. Franklinville, yeah. Franklinville right now, things are slow. Danielle Haskell has been injured. By the end of the year, I would not want to play against Franklinville.
Yeah,
Class D state champions.
Smudge will be back. Her and Abby McCoy, it's, going to be the three-point shootout with the two of them. Maple Grove is a little different team. I mean, they've got more of an inside presence. Bree Hill is tough for them. Frewsburg's
Not flashy, but they are solid.
They are very, very disciplined. Frewsburg's got a kid named Michaela Jones. She actually tried out for the BCNY at our Jamestown tryout. She's a Coach Ricker kid, and she's sneaky good, too. She's part of the reason why they're off to a nice start. And then we talked about Holland with, they've got a really good inside-out game as well, and they can really shoot the ball, too.
Is Danny on track for breaking the all-in-Y, WNY record all time?
She should. It might be those games that she lost. It could be. I think now it would depend on how far they go in the playoffs.
Okay.
Because, again, they're in a tough class. Mm-hmm. So if they can get through to the Far West Regionals, I would bet on it. Otherwise, I would not commit one way or the other. Class C1, Nate, I believe it would be Chautauqua Lake versus Portville.
Yeah.
The Welty connection down at
Carly Welty, yeah. She's,
and two sisters and the head coach. It's a family affair down there.
Carly's another one of those good multi-sport athletes, good
soccer,
IQ.
Soccer, softball, yeah.
Tough as nails. Even though she's maybe a little undersized, she plays bigger than she is. She's got great vision. She makes that team go.
That's the one girl on our top 25 team from a year ago I did not see in person. The Lindners did, and they tell me she is the real deal.
Yeah, and Chautauqua Lake's got a couple of sophomores, Jacobson and Woodis, that are Jamestown elite AAU kids. I saw them play Dunkirk the other night, and they can fill it up a little bit. They play an up and down helter skelter type style, and they did a nice job. So they're going to be somebody to contend with there in C1.
B2, Nate, what do you think? B is kind of a the whole classification is an anomaly. Eden, obviously, would come to mind. Joe Doherty has them playing real well.
Yeah, you love Jess Zittle and Brooke Woodard and, you know, what they got going in the backcourt.
Wilson, unfortunately for our friend Brian, after Skylar Muniehausen, there's just it's a definite drop-off.
Yeah, Brian gets those kids to play so hard and buy into his team-first system, and they're going to be competitive with whoever they play just because, you know, he's going to outwork people and out-scout people and have his group prepared. Allegheny Limestone's in that mix, I believe, right? They're in B2, I think.
Okay.
You've got the younger
Southwestern.
Yep, the younger Davis girl at Allegheny Limestone, Tierney Hemphill. Southwestern, Coach Turnbull. Turned his schedule up a little bit. They had that preseason showcase at their place where they played some of the better teams in Western New York, so he's preparing his group for a sectional run.
And they play, like I say, they got beat by Frewsburg in the Franklinville tournament, so that's just a testament to Frewsburg.
Yep.
Getting back to them.
Olmsted's a team last year that made some waves, and you know, they got a lot of new pieces, but Gabby McDuffie's still there,
one of our favorites. Oh, yeah, well, she's... she's a student at the Shrine, so you know what kind of favorite she is with me.
Student.
Who else you got, Raj?
B2, I think we've just about gotten everybody. Going up to B1, Iroquois, the aforementioned Iroquois. Tom alluded to the boys.
Iroquois looks really good, Roger. They've had some really nice wins early in the season, some non-league wins. They've challenged themselves. Logan Streedy looks like she's taking her game to another level.
Emily McLaughlin.
Yep. You know, that's been a really hard-nosed family.
Aaron's the one that graduated.
Okay. I know, right?
Emily.
Aaron's
down at St. Bonaventure, not playing basketball down there, but she is in an elite academic program, very restrictive, so...
yep.
She may be playing intramural. She's not playing basketball at Bonaventure.
Yeah, I like their team a lot. City Honors.
I was really impressed. I mean, we talked about the Lakeshore team. You know what they did? What City Honors did to Lakeshore at the
They've got a big underneath that she was just unstoppable.
Kyra Wood's, yep. You know, again, one of the better athletes in Western New York. Great length, great athleticism.
What about the ninth grader? She grew. She's not a ninth grader. She looks like a 12th grader. Ava Perks, is it?
Ava Perks, yep. She's been big on the AAU circuit the last few years and really developed her game.
They got a transfer in, too, from Virginia, I believe. Veal is her last name.
That's what our good friend Tim Lidner was telling me about the other day, that, you know, they've got three really solid players.
Yeah. I got a chance to call that game, and so I got a chance to see them up close and personal and actually interview her at the end of the game.
Yes.
And she is very composed. She's the real deal. She is going to be a tough guard for anybody underneath.
Our friend Ken Ricker, haven't heard from him lately, I'm surprised, but Dunkirk with the last of the Nance clan.
Yeah, actually I was down there the other night with Tim Lidner. We watched them play Chautauqua Lake. They have five senior starters, so they're making kind of, you know, one big run here, you know, with Kenny leading them, and you know how they're going to play. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to play up and down. They're going to try to pressure you the entire way, and that's going to keep them in a bunch of ball games. Even if they get down early, they can come back on teams, and that's tough to prepare for. You got East Aurora, who's maybe a little up and down this year, but losing Sarah Tully will do that to you. But they're still going to play really hard. Gary Schutram's a good coach. They're going to be disciplined. I like Springville, too. Springville's a nice team. Bob Gainey did a great job with them. They play super hard. You know, they've got the young Owens girl, Kelly Owens' daughter, Mackenzie. She's one of the best.
I think she's only an eighth grader now.
I was just going to say she's one of the best middle schoolers in all the state. She can really handle the ball. She's strong. She's got a good vision, good IQ for the game. DePue's got some really good young players, too.
Kristoff.
Kaylee Kristoff's very good.
She's a ninth grader now? All the way up to ninth grade?
She's ninth grade, and then they have an eighth grader, too. Mia Valeri, I believe it is. The two of them are very good, and if they can stick together there at DePue, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in future years.
Hey, guys, that East Aurora team is a solid team. What they are is they're deep. Their top five can play. All of them are very good players, especially led by Haley Potenza, that point guard that's out there. She is a very scrappy point guard and has no problem going inside and out, but she sees the floor real well, and especially as a distributor, she sees that ball real well.
Schutram is will get the best out of him. The biggest thing is, to this day, I don't think Sarah Tully, in the 3 years that she played varsity, ever got her just due out of there. She was, of course, for 2 years she was in the shadows of Emma Brinker, and last year she really came out. And from what I understand now, she's at Cortland, and she's having a pretty good old time down at Cortland.
Yeah, she was the Suniac Athlete of the Week last week as a freshman. Cortland's having a great year. Want to move forward then, Raj, to A?
Well, yeah, go ahead. You can get one in before the break.
Okay, so let's
do A1 first, because A2 we will not get in during the break. A2 is a lot to talk about.
We talked Hutch Tech earlier. Courtney A. Smith, she's a scorer for them that helps them out. Ken West plays really hard. Ashley Tucker's a good athlete for them. West Seneca West plays a tough schedule all year. I think that could help them come playoff time.
And, of course, Hamburg, I'll let Nate talk about Hamburg because I don't want to be accused of being a homer. So go ahead.
They've got the good young 8th or 9th grader. I can't remember if she's in 9th grade now. She's a good inside presence. Amy does a nice job with them. Same thing. I think they're going to be tested come playoff time.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up whatever we have left. You guys are doing an awesome job sizing up all the schools. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. Don't forget, game day at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff, 4:30, Bills and Patriots, postgame at 7:30, 9:30, overtime. Don't change that dial. Keep it locked on WGR Sports Radio 550 all day for your Buffalo Bills coverage. We'll be back after this. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. 11 o'clock game day. Keep it locked right here all day for your Buffalo Bills information and, of course, the game. All right, guys, get right back to it. Where do we leave off?
We're A2, right, Raj?
Absolutely. And this will be a war. The semifinals, A, will probably be at Ken West eventually sometime in late February. And the place ought to be packed for those semifinals. It probably, depending on how the brackets work out, because naturally, in a perfect world, you'd have the four best teams. Two of them would be in a 1-4-5-8 bracket, the other two in a 2-3-6-7 bracket. The way the PowerPoints and the seedings work out doesn't always work out that way. But in my opinion, the top four teams, obviously Will South, led by UConn commit, verbal commit, Amari DeBerry, only a junior, but she's already verbally agreed to go play with Gino Auriemma at UConn.
How's that make you feel, Roger?
You know me, I like the UConn.
You love Gino.
Oh, yeah, Gino's my main man. Lakeshore, we alluded to earlier, without the Cornfield Twins, but still a very reputable team. I got to believe they would be there. How about Amherst? Could Amherst be the best out of all of them? They're certainly a finalist. Ella Wanser and Emma Klein, talk about a 1-2 punch.
Yep, Ella recently committed to Binghamton. Well deserved for her. She's, big, strong kid, multi-dimensional scorer. Will South, like you mentioned, Raj. I mean, you got the Dolan sisters. Hannah is a senior now, believe it or not. Gretchen, she's tough.
Gretchen only a sophomore, I believe, or is she a ninth grader?
Oh, man. Now you put me on the spot.
Yeah, she's we'll call her grade 8.5, 9.5. Perhaps the one sleeper in that division, because they're not going to, it looks like they won't win the NFL now unless a few upsets occur, but Grand Island, who arguably may have, certainly outside of Amari DeBerry, one of the best players in Western New York, Lydia Sweeney, what a pleasure to watch. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when talking to you, Nate, because you had her at Binghamton last year, and you just couldn't say enough good things about her.
Yeah, Lydia's great. I've actually had the pleasure of coaching both her siblings, too. I still have her sister on my softball team at NCCC. Lydia's great. Grand Island, though, they did get tripped up by Louport. So I want to give Louport a little bit of due in the Niagara Frontier League. They've got a bunch of multi-sport kids that are really just buying into that team concept and playing hard. Claire Skoronsky. She's doing a lot of scoring. Maggie Wechter, she's a multi-sport kid too. They actually might be the favorite in the Niagara Frontier League right now, so I think they got to be in that mix as well.
Are they in the same half as Lockport, or would they play Lockport? And the way they set up those two teams, yeah, which is they cut the division in half, it's there's no rhyme or reason to how they divide those nine teams.
Yeah, I think they only get them once during the season.
So,
if I'm going to build a team around a point guard, Lydia Sweeney, I'm building a team around.
I mean, this woman is
a floor general, is unbelievable. Now, the thing I'm going to talk about with Grand Island is that I think they're going to grow is that big underneath is only an eighth grader, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Wilkes.
Right. She is going to grow and get better and better as the season goes on. And as Lydia sees her and be able to, they start, you know, getting
a little chemistry
with each other. Watch out. They could get better as the season gets along.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will because, you know, Lydia, who can score at will, but she is very unselfish. She is willing to, if his teammate's got a better shot than she will give her the ball. It's not like some of them that
her fitting that ball into spots that she had no business passing.
Those bounce passes a quarter length of the court. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a full vision of the court.
And the others don't even have to break stride. She can,
yeah. Lydia's signed with Cedarville Division II, one of the better Division II programs in the country. She's going to be a great fit there. Those two big kids that they've got, they're going to come along. Grace Carey's a nice player for them as well.
And of course, I'm a fan of Coach Wegren as well.
I am too. I coached her brother as well. Now we got the largest one, Raj, right? Double A. That's what we got left.
Unfortunately, I thought it would be a walk for Frontier going into the season. However, Claire Krushka, returning, you know, what, second team All-Western New York, second or third team, whatever she was, tore her ACL in summer ball. And if she is able to play, it'll be very late in the season. And problem with Claire is she cannot play tentative. She only knows one way to play, and you cannot play like that until you're fully recovered from a torn ACL.
How about that Niagara Falls squad? John D'Onofrio in today's Gazette praising the play of Dinah Harris.
Dinah Harris, Paul Harris's cousin. Dinah can score. You know, Niagara Falls has improved the last few years. Coach Tate Berry does a nice job. He tries really hard with that group. He brings them to summer things. He'll drive them places. It's kind of like Earl Shunk back in the day when he was at Grover. So they do work really hard. I think Will North is probably the team to beat. And Coach Shaw is one of the primary reasons why. He's been around this game for a long, long time.
Forever.
In New York. But they Jada G is a nice young guard for them, quick and athletic. They've got a couple shooters on the wings. Courtney Herland inside is a 4 or 5 year varsity kid. You know, I like their team. Lockport's got some players. White and
Camry King. I love that she's got. She's got to work on her foul problems, but I love the game that she's got underneath.
Yeah, Camry transferred in from Medina this year. So Coach Catalano's got some new toys to work with there. You know, Orchard Park's got Maddie Stevenson and some other pieces where they could be, you know, a
Darren
factor.
Darren Fenn's daughter, an eighth grader, is already playing real well, looks very good. I think it's safe to say if there is a classification in Western New York that has parity, it's Double A. Anybody comes out of that division, I don't think it would be a surprise at all.
I agree.
Is that it?
Well,
wow, you guys are good.
Other than a few players, is there some of the players, top players that we haven't mentioned for one reason or the other? So many underclassmen out there.
Is this the year of the underclassmen?
Well, you know what it is? Last year we only had, I think, six seniors on our top 26 Ooh. Players. So there, most of them are back. We lost to six players.
Two transfer,
and Claire Krushka hurt. So that's nine of our top 25. That still leaves 16 of them, and quite a few of them are sophomore and freshmen.
Well, we were talking, if you remember last year, we talked about we couldn't believe the amount of seventh and eighth graders that were making an impact at this level. So obviously, they're still here to make that impact because they're eighth, ninth, tenth graders now. So there's no doubt that this young woman's class that we're talking about is younger and but getting older, and we're going to keep hearing about that.
Well, sure. I mean, it's the one thing about girls' basketball. It seems, you know, and I think we even see it in softball too, where there's names that it seems like we've talked about forever,
and we've still got a few more years to talk about.
Because they start at such a young age.
Look at just take the ones that are only juniors this year. You got Emma Klein and Ella Wanzer at Amherst. Obviously, Amari DeBerry. There are a few others out there that are Sophia Gennario out at Southwestern. A lot of them are just juniors, Anthony.
The entire O'Hara.
The top three at O'Hara. Shea Chesky, only a sophomore at St. Mary's. The list goes on and on and on. And we're going to probably be talking about these girls next year because they'll all be back. They don't go to prep school.
I do want to shout out Ella Wanzer and her family. Amazing family. I know they've been through a lot, and to see all the daughters, Claire and Ella, doing what they're doing.
Claire's at Niagara, but I hear she's got health issues, injury issues too, so give her a shout as well.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us, and I would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas on behalf of all of us at Inside High School Sports. Thank you so much for being with us each and every Saturday morning. We really appreciate it. We hope that you enjoy the holidays, and remember, it's all about family and loved ones. Merry Christmas to all. Game day is next. We'll talk to you next week.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.